Welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I am your host, Megan Harmony, a champion at overcoming the tough stuff and enjoying life while rising above it. Soulful living means getting to a place of ease and comfort, no matter what's happening around you. It is waking up excited about what adventures you will go on. It's connecting to the power within you as your source of strength, grace, and security. It's being uncomfortable during growth spurts and leaning into the stretch. Each week, I will share with you about my journey and the experiences I have had. I'll offer you hope and inspiration that it is possible to live a full life, even when the you-know-what is hitting the fan. I believe that love is a language we can all understand, and I want to inspire you to trust and believe in yourself. Your soul is hungry for more. Lean in to get soul full. Hi, family and friends. Today I'm starting off, instead of doing a card reading, with a reading from the Book of Light. So I want you to sit for a minute and take a deep breath in and a deep breath out and a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And ask yourself a question that you're looking for an answer to. The answer to your question is resistance. Think of a soldier. Imagine that soldier at war. Think about how he is feeling. A soldier at war on the battlefield, having to cope with stray bullets and dead comrades, in what state is his heart? It is exploding. Exploding with emotion, anxiety, death, torture, and brutality. The heart of that soldier who was once a child and believed in life, who once asked Jesus to end all war and for all men to unite and live as brothers, and now he is there on the opposite side of his dream, in that bloody trench, trying to deal with his entire energetic history. Why do you think this all happens? Why do you think that a child who once desired peace is placed in a war? The universe is perfect, I say. How can it be perfect, you ask? Think about the fact that man descends to earth to make his light vibrate in density. Think about the fact that man needs to let go of his resistance so his light can vibrate. Bear in mind that no matter what events we send him, no matter which type of circumstances he attracts, and no matter what sort of life he lives, what really matters is that he give up his resistance. Regardless of how many warnings we transmit, regardless of how many experiences we send, man insists on remaining strong, standing firm, and holding on to and increasing his resistance. And the greater number of wars he attracts, the less vulnerable he allows himself to be, the less he yields to the light and to his emotions, and the more he keeps resisting. Even when he realizes that the harder he resists, the worse things become, he continues to listen to that unrelenting and tiresome voice called the ego. It would be easier if you were able to understand that if things are not being resolved within this vibrational frequency, it is best to ascend to your own frequency. It would be easier. But no, you prefer to believe that you have the answer to everything, and therefore you sink even further. When are you finally going to understand this? Jesus. I was talking with a friend recently, and we were discussing support systems. I want to give a shout out to the incredible friendships and family in my life. I have been blessed with some pretty epic humans to share this spiritual journey with, but there was a time where I felt very alone. My friend was sharing about a couple of experiences where she shared a decision that she was making to improve her life with some trusted supports, and their responses were not what she was expecting. They weren't trying to be hurtful by not being supportive. They just didn't know any other way to respond than to share their viewpoints from their perspective and their wants, needs, and desires. Now, I want to put a little caveat here to say her and I also discussed later about having expectations of other people, but I could probably do a whole podcast on that, so we won't go into that today. Maybe this has happened to you as well. When we are on the path to enlightenment and we start to stretch ourselves spiritually and start to do things outside of our, quote, usual, unquote, way of being, the people whom we have commiserated in our misery with for years don't always support the change, or more so, it probably scares them for a various myriad of different possible reasons. We are not here to judge those who have supported us through our difficulties and triumphs up until this point, and that is not the point of this week's episode. This week, I want to provide you with some tools to utilize when you find that in some ways you have outgrown or expanded to a different part of the path than those whom you previously walked with, and what you can do about that. Number one, bless them. These people have been your biggest supporters through some of the most trying and trivial moments in your life. Shower them with prayers of thanks and love for their part in your journey thus far. There is no need to tell them you no longer need their opinion in your life. Just bless them and travel on down the path. You may meet up with them again in the future, or this may be the end of their season in your life. Be grateful to have had their support up until now. If they respond to your newfound discoveries in ways that hurt or offend you, rather than tell them they are wrong or set boundaries with them, turn inwards and reflect on yourself and what wound inside of you is being triggered by their response. This is a wonderful opportunity for spiritual growth, and in my life, I don't like to tell others how they should respond. It doesn't mean I don't set boundaries, but I do so with myself rather than telling another individual what treatment of me is acceptable. I limit my visit time with certain people whom I personally can only take in small doses. Yes, I'm spiritual and always work to lengthen those visit times, but I'm also human with all its frailties, and therefore I too have my limits at times. I don't always call people back right away. If I am tired or know that I am spent, and a call comes that I intuitively feel is not going to be uplifting, I call back at a later time. Boundaries don't need to be announced, and it is perfectly acceptable to allow yourself time and space as you're growing and learning. But Megan, all I ever hear about is surround yourself with positive people, make sure you have a community that supports you, etc., etc. And what do I do when I thought I had that? And it turns out they see and want me to show up in a certain way, and I'm not that person anymore. Now what? I'm a lone wanderer? Excellent question. First of all, I want to encourage you that I know how this feels. When you keep hearing all the hype about community and in the same sense feel so alone as you enlarge your spiritual views. So what do you do when you've outgrown your peeps? I'm going to give you 10 steps to take when this happens that are tried, tested, and true because I utilize them. 1. Realize you are never truly alone. You might be the only physical body in the room, but God is always with you, and you are surrounded by the cosmos and guides and angels and so much more. Don't hesitate to ask any one of these things to be with you and hold you in what feels like lonely moments. 2. Get out and go to events that are on a topic related to your spiritual beliefs. For some, this may be a women's empowerment weekend. For others, it may be a church or meditation retreat. Figure out which one calls to you most and find a way to get there. Some of the most incredible friendships start because two strangers sat beside each other at an afternoon workshop or 3-day weekend. Be prepared to get out of your comfort zone and put yourself out there. You said you wanted friends that get you. Well, you get what you put in. 3. Call your newfound circle to you through whatever method works best for you, be it visualization or meditation, chanting the word circle or friends. Or maybe you're creative and you paint pictures of your newfound friends and you doing things you've always wanted to do. Whatever it is that works for you, call them to you through your actions and your spiritual practices. Number four, ask. Seems simple, right? But it can feel so difficult to ask for what we want. If it's easier, ask God or the universe or Mother Earth to provide you with some spiritual running mates who are into the same or similar things as you. Then, when you are at those events previously mentioned in step two, and it comes time for open discussion or questions, get up on the microphone and ask for a community of like-minded soul sisters or brothers. I know, for some of you this sounds like an impossible task, speaking in front of others, but trust me, it will pay off dividends. And you can start off by saying, I'm a very introverted person, and I'm terrified right now. But this woman on a podcast told me to let you all know I'm looking for new friends who are on a spiritual path, and I feel very alone. I don't want to leave here without making any new friends, so please connect with me. I spoke up like this at an event, not with the introverted part, but telling them that I didn't want to leave there and just go back to my old life without changing the patterns and breaking them down and making a community of people around me. And most of the women from that event are still my nearest and dearest supports and friends. This really does work. Don't hesitate to ask for what you need. 5. Join Facebook groups related to the things you are interested in. There are plenty, believe you me, and get active within that community. Engage on other people's posts that you find interesting. Write your own posts about things you're learning and growing through. Go onto Facebook Live if you're comfortable with that and it's allowed within the group's boundaries. Even though it is online, act as if you are having coffee with these humans, and if some friendships start up, do that. Tea with another soul over Zoom or Skype or Facebook video chat allows you to feel connected and get to know one another. If you want some rad Facebook groups for heart-to-heart connections, reach out to me on social media and I will send you the ones I enjoy. And my new group will be up and running this week, so check it out. The current name is being changed to Souls Unleashed, and it's going to be a rad place to meet epic rebel souls just like you. Number 6, join in some group coaching programs or group activities that spark excitement in you when you hear of them. Group coaching programs put you in a sacred container with other people figuring it out the same as you are. These people can become some of your closest people to turn to and to celebrate with. If you're sitting here saying, but Megan, they're all so expensive. First of all, I get that. You are talking to the queen of scholarships for programs, because I have met some absolutely amazing coaches over the years who supported me when I wasn't financially able to support myself. But secondly, abundance is everywhere. It took me a long time to wrap my soul around that one, so if it doesn't feel that way, I get it. Don't let not having the money stop you from asking if there's any way possible. Maybe the coach will offer you a really extended payment plan. You don't know if you don't ask, and your soul people might just be on the other end of that uncomfortable, I can't afford this conversation. Those conversations also create a huge amount of spiritual growth, because the pride of not letting anyone know I'm financially strapped doesn't hold you back from asking for what your soul is desperately seeking. Plus, maybe that coach doesn't have an extended payment plan or a scholarship opportunity, But I will tell you, one coach I asked one time ended up creating a program at a lower price value because enough of us had asked that she realized she needed something that we could afford, and all of us got into that program. So there's always opportunities. Just keep asking for what you need. Join these group programs or group activities. Like, I know my father does things like pickleball, and other people do volleyball and basketball that I know. I unfortunately can't do the sports because of my physical injuries, but I used to. I used to play baseball and different things. So all those different sorts of activities get you around new human beings if they're new to you, and gives you an opportunity to see what's out there. Number 7, become your own best friend. Listen to your soul. Yes and no from your soul is actually quite simple once you figure it out, but it can feel difficult when you don't know what it feels like to you. A mentor of mine, Jennifer Jade, had us do an exercise one time. Ask yourself a question that you know is a no. Something like, is my name Jennifer? And if your name is Jennifer, insert a different name here. And see how that feels for you when you know that the answer is no. Then ask yourself a definite yes question, like, is my name Megan? Insert your name here. And feel what that feels like and where you feel it in your body. You now know what a yes and a no from your soul feels like. Use other methods of seeking guidance, whatever works for you. Some that I employ are oracle cards, a pendulum, spiritual journaling, crystals, many different forms of meditation and guided imagery, and of course my Reiki. I'm always using the Reiki. Whatever works for you, figure it out and find the best ways for you to really get close to your soul and listen to it. Side note, I met my soul essence this week and learned her name. I may do a whole podcast on that at a later date, but it was a magical experience and one that is available to us all. Get excited, you guys. You can truly meet your soul essence. Number 8, reach out to spiritual mentors and ask them for guidance as to how to make friends who get the woo. Some of the answers may surprise you, but they will most likely be exactly what you need to know at the time. I once had one recommend joining full moon circles online, and eventually I led some and met some rad human beings. That's another suggestion when we were talking about live events and Facebook communities. You can also find online full moon circles, all kinds of things like that. So if that's something you're into, look into that. It's another great way to meet new people. Number 9. Take people at their word. Stop the chatter in your mind from past experiences, and when you meet someone new, trust them at this stage in the friendship. They've given you no reason not to. I'm not saying share all your deepest experiences right after you say hello, but I am saying be yourself and allow others in. Most people don't wake up in the morning setting their intention for the day as, how can I screw over the most amount of people today? So be a friend, even to a stranger, and see what happens. And number 10, be all of you in whichever of these steps you are engaging in. We as women are full of a range of emotions, and we are like Mother Nature, cool and calm one minute, and tornado and explosive volcano the next. That is in our nature. Allow yourself to be all of this whenever it is necessary, because your people who are meant to support you will also have these moments of tears and elated joy. Don't hold back. Let your weird flag fly and be all of you, because you are beautiful, sacred, soul, and you are filled with the light of the stars. The heartbeat of the earth pulses through your veins. Do you feel it? Do you feel the magnificence of your essence, your true calling, You are a brilliant cosmic goddess in a skin suit, and you are here to change the course of history, to make this planet brighter and better for the generations to come. You are making your mark on this planet, and although you feel all alone right now, in this moment, you are surrounded. There are so many loved ones and gods and spirits and animals all surrounding you. And God's abundant and glorious love is shining on you because you are God and God is you. Get your shine on. Get your shine on, and your community will know where to find you. Go out into the world empowered that your sisters are waiting for you to arrive, and go and find your circle. You've got this. Now go.